From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi agreed to boost collaboration amid the energy crisis and the ongoing Iran war. Samsung Electronics and its largest labor union continue marathon negotiations to break an impasse over the company's performance-based bonus system. And Iran raises the possibility that the South Korean cargo ship, the HMM Namu, may have been the target of a false flag operation in the Strait of Hormuz. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. President Lee Jae-myung and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi have agreed to boost cooperation on supply chains amid the continuing conflict in the Middle East. The two leaders held bilateral talks in the South Korean city of Andong on Tuesday, where they agreed to work together to secure crude oil and liquefied natural gas supplies. Following the talks, Lee and Takaichi announced the results of their summit, saying the two Asian neighbors need to collaborate more than ever amid the Middle East crisis. During the news conference, Lee said he'd explained to Takaichi his vision for a peaceful Korean peninsula where there is no need to fight. Takaichi said she and Lee will hold frequent telephone talks to coordinate on issues that both countries face in the international arena. Labor and management at Samsung Electronics are continuing negotiations to avoid a massive strike planned for Thursday. The two sides met for their second day of last-ditch government-mediated talks at the National Labor Relations Commission in Sejong City on Tuesday. Commission Chairman Park Soo-geun, who is overseeing the negotiations, told reporters that labor and management are narrowing some differences and trying to reach a settlement. The two sides are said to have formed some consensus on scrapping the current bonus cap set at 50% of the annual salary, but remain sharply divided over how to distribute bonus funds and whether to institutionalize the agreement. It remains unclear whether the two sides will be able to reach a compromise, and negotiations may run on Wednesday if both sides agree. An 18-day strike at Samsung Electronics could shave up to half a percentage point off the nation's economic growth this year, according to an analysis by the central bank. The Bank of Korea recently presented its analysis of the situation in a private report to relevant ministries, including the Ministry of Finance and Economy. The report estimated that semiconductor production disruptions could cause losses of around 30 trillion won, or roughly 19.9 billion U.S. dollars, considering that it takes about 3 weeks to recover after memory chip lines are suspended. The company's largest labor union has planned a general strike involving about 50,000 workers that is set to begin Thursday and run until June 7th. In February, the BOK projected 2% growth for this year, and it was expected to raise its forecast in its revised outlook set to be released next week. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has stated its position on the attack on a South Korean cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this month, saying it too has questions about the incident. While claiming ignorance, Tehran suggested the attack may have been an attempt by some unknown party to escalate tensions in the waterway by creating suspicion against Iran. Peh Ji-yeon has more.
Iran has raised the possibility that the South Korean-operated cargo ship, the HMM Namu, was the target of a false flag operation in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this month. That's according to the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson, who addressed the matter during a briefing on Monday.
This issue has been on the agenda since the beginning of this incident, and we also have stressed that like any other incidents that occurred in the region, we will carry out investigations, and all countries should really keep this in mind, that some parties in our region would not spare any measures to escalate the situation in this region. False flags should not be underestimated or concluded as only theoretically possible. This is something that has happened many times.
A false flag is a tactic in which an attack is staged to make another actor appear responsible. the 38,000-ton cargo ship caught fire in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this month. After inspecting the vessel, South Korean investigators concluded it was struck by two aerial objects, but they have yet to conclude who was behind the attack. Foreign Minister Choi Hyun held telephone talks with his Iranian counterpart on Sunday and asked him to clarify Tehran's position on the incident. Remnants of what many suspect were the engines of the weapons that hit the vessel were brought to South Korea for lab analysis earlier this week. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
A delegation from North Korea has toured a drone operator training facility in Russia's far eastern Amur region. Citing local authorities Monday, the Seoul-based publication NK News said the group from South Pyongan province visited the Center for Drone Competencies in Belogorsk on Friday and received a briefing on drone development and uses for drones in the military and agriculture. Established in 2023, the center reportedly trains Russian forces fighting in the war against Ukraine. The delegation reportedly observed drone operations and paid special attention to training specialists in the operation of unmanned systems and developing educational programs for young people. Ukraine previously alleged that Russia helped the North set up production facilities for Garand drones, Russia's version of Iran's Shahed drones, and train North Korean drone operators. A new report shows that many South Koreans are feeling the economic impact of the prolonged war in the Middle East and have reduced non-essential spending, such as eating out and traveling, due to rising prices. The Korea Press Foundation's Media Research Center on Tuesday published the results of a nationwide survey it conducted last month on people's perception of the economic situation amid the war. Of the 1,000 adults ages 20 to 69 who were surveyed, 77.8% said they were exposed to information about the war and experienced anxiety as a result. When asked what caused their anxiety, 96.6% cited concerns about rising prices, including oil prices, and 94.2% cited an intensifying economic recession. The foundation found that 88.2% of respondents said they feel the weight of the rising cost of living, and 72.8% said their consumer lives were affected. More than 8 million people have applied for the government's fuel relief payouts, part of a program to ease the burden on households as global oil prices continue to rise amid the crisis in the Middle East. The Ministry of the Interior and Safety said that as of 12 a.m. Tuesday, a total of 8,044,281 people had applied for the payments, which are being rolled out in two phases to assist the bottom 70% of income earners. Those applications account for some 22.4% of all people eligible for the payouts. The ministry said a total of 2.3 trillion won has been handed under the program so far. The government began its second round of payments on Monday, following a first round that went to members of vulnerable groups, single-parent households, people living near the poverty line, and recipients of the government's basic livelihood allowance. The head coach of North Korea's Naegoyang Women's Football Club says the team will focus solely on the upcoming semifinals of the 2025-26 Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League. Lee Yu-il made the remark on Tuesday during a news conference held ahead of the semifinals, where the North Korean team will face South Korea's Suwon FC Women at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Suwon Sports Complex. Lee expressed confidence, saying his team is well prepared. Suwon FC Women head coach Park Gil-young, for his part, said his team will respond with a strong performance and showcase its unique style of play. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.